We're a nation that's obsessed with celebs, and the more private they are, the more we want to know. I'm Lisa Sloane, and every week in Fabulous Magazine, we talk to our most loved female celebrities, whether it's about fashion, beauty, or more personal matters. Now I'm going one step further with this series of intimate and tell-all conversations. This show is all about the relationships and the experiences that really shape a woman. If you subscribe to the podcast on your app, you won't miss an episode. I'm Lisa Snowden, and this is Things I Told My Daughter.
Magnum believes in true pleasure, and fashion icon Iris Apfel has been true to her pleasure every day for 97 years.
I've done many things that have given me really true pleasure. I look at the world as though I'm discovering it for the first time. You might as well enjoy every minute. Never, never stop being authentic. You're not risking, you're not living. And please, be true to yourself.
Magnum by Iris Apfel.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Just saying, okay?
Christy Wowerty Dowerty.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
You don't touch the Nicky Morgan letters.
What you talking about, Willis? It's Shauna Gillis.
Erin McNicholas. She don't miss no trickolas.
Megan the Slayer Taylor. Hit a homer with Jeffrey Bomer.
Kelly Barlow. When she goes Barlow, we go high-low.
Megan Berg. You can't have a burger without the bird.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Hot dang! It's Jessica Dang.
Sarah Greenwood. She only uses her power for good.
Hannah. God, I love that banana. Anderson. Hava Nagila Weber.
Lisa Wallant. Now that's what I call Wallantainment. The Bay Area betches, betches. And our super premium Patreon subscribers.
Give them hell, Miss Noel.
Lulu Simon, Sue Studio. Always ready for Nicole Passaretti.
He makes us squee, Richie D.
One day your Rachel's in, and the next day you're out.
Yes, we can, with Howley, Carolyn, and Anne.
Nancy, cease and desisto.
Joey Grant, the Grandmaster. Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
The incredible, edible Matthews sisters. And
Mina, coochie, coochie, coochie.
Watch what crappens, watch what crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens?
Crappens, crappens.
Watch what crappens, watch what crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens? Watch what crappens, watch what crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens?
Oh my God, you guys, I just got a bill from Old Navy. I swear to God, it just popped. It's like, bloop, you have something to wear tonight, fucker. Hello, Baltimore. Whoa.
Whoa. That's crazy. And Baltimore.
How amazing to see you. Well, can you believe I'm smiling? I've been out of the house more in the past 3 days than in my entire fucking life.
I know. We are like deranged. This is our third city in 3 days. We've never done this before.
It has been great, and this city is fucking gorgeous, and everybody here has been so great to us, so thank you guys.
It's so, so beautiful.
But I'm having this, like, weird thing with being out in public so much, because I'm not used to it, you know? And I was like, I'm going to be a fucking monster, you know? I was like, looking on Craigslist, like, who can I get drugs for? You know, whatever. And I've been so happy, but then part of me, like, someone will be like, can I open the door for you, sir? I'm like, fuck you! Fuck you! Fuck out of my face! You know, and then I'm like, fine again.
I'm just excited because while we were sitting backstage, I read the most amazing article that I just have to share with you guys. It has nothing to do with Bravo, but I feel like we can all relate to it. This thing happened in Indianapolis, and I'll just read it. This is a real story, okay? The Marion County... Okay, so... And it has an update, and the update is the key part. So, a customer at a local McDonald's restaurant is looking for answers after finding that someone may have already helped themselves to his sandwich. Yes. It's terrifying. Terrifying.
Ben has had this problem, too.
Yeah, I'm like, I can't believe they're writing about me. So the customer, whose name is DJ, is a regular at McDonald's, and he ordered a McChicken sandwich and fries and cookies, but he suspects that someone took a bite of his sandwich before it came to him, and he opened it up when he got to work, and there was a bite that was taken out of it. So he goes, he's actually very much like Ramona. His quote goes, I said, you know what? I'm going to McDonald's to see if they can get that taken care of, okay? Said DJ, the local law enforcement officer. So, now that's what the article said. So he goes, whoa, I went to McDonald's and talked to the supervisor, okay? And she offered me some free food that I didn't care about, okay? Just wanted to find out who the person was and how, so that way we could deal with them in an appropriate way, okay? I'm sorry. Someone took a bite out of my McChicken sandwich, okay? So here's the update. Update. Police officer forgot he took a bite from his sandwich at an Indian McDonald's. This is a true story.
Which is also, that really is so Ramona.
That is so Ramona. You know, I forgot. You know, well, I'm ageless, well, but my brain isn't, okay?
Ridiculous, right? Hey? No, you're right. It did it. I'm very sorry.
Sorry.
I'm sorry.
I don't remember.
I'm sorry. You know, I'm a work in progress. That's it.
I kind of feel like it's all of them, because I can imagine Candace Lewin be like, someone took a bite out of my McChicken sandwich. Oh, it was me? Oh, sorry.
I would like to talk to the McDonald's manager, please. I would complain about this hamburger, but I'm going to be on Broadway in Chicago, so shove that up your ass. How about that?
Do you know how hard it is to learn the lines to Chicago while you have someone eating your own sandwiches?
The attitude of the housewives. I like the attitude of you guys in this city, okay? You guys don't fuck around in
Baltimore.
This city. Because I'm from Texas. We don't fuck around, but it's in such like a fake way. Like, ha! You know, we'll do like, are you the great, fat bitch? You know, but you guys don't mess around here. I got into my hotel room, and Ben was coming over because he got his room late. I was like, what? I didn't hear that. I went to mine. And so I was waiting for Ben to knock on the door. And so there's a knock. And I'm like, oh, I'll take my time until I answer. I'll feel powerful making Ben wait, you know? The door flings open, and this lady's like, hey. And I was like, hey. I was like, am I in the wrong room? And she's like, no. I'm here to check the minibar. And I was like, I have one. Like, what do you... She's like, I'm checking it. And I said, okay. So she just like came in there with the clipboard and counted everything. I was like, do not accuse me. She's like, why are you being defensive? I was like, you just walked in my room and went to my minibar. Who are you?
And now we've figured out what really happened to Luann that night in Florida. Oh, I was just checking the minibar and some guy let me in. And next thing you know, I mean, I'm just in bed. I don't know.
That's me. I'm just swallowing someone else's peanut M&Ms in the wrong room. They had to send the mini bar police over. So the point is, welcome to Watch What Crappens, the podcast about all that crap we love to talk about on Ye Olde Roth. So tonight is Southern Charm night.
Yeah.
We're very excited. And, you know, Southern Charm is also kind of nerve-wracking for us for live shows because... Listen, we just did Housewives and Housewives, and both were reunions. We literally had to do nothing. Like, you just show up, and it's like, you read exactly what they say, you know?
Truly,
it's like,
truly.
Tinsley was wearing, you know, a silverware ring. Like, what else? You don't have to even make anything up, you know? But Southern Charm, you just never know what you're going to get. And it ended up being a really good episode, so thank God.
Yeah, I really appreciate it.
Because it had Satan in it, Ashley, The Claire's Boutique version of Satan, Miss Ashley.
Yeah, what a gift for Baltimore. We got Ashley for you guys.
But before we knew we had a really great episode, we decided that it might be time to just drop our new single here.
Oh, yeah, we have a new song.
Jin, Jin,
Hannah.
Jin, Jin,
Hannah.
Jin, Jin,
Hannah.
Jin, Jin,
Jin.
Jin, Jin,
Hannah.
Jin, Jin,
Hannah.
Jin, Jin,
Hannah.
Jin, Jin,
Kali.
Jin, Jin,
Hannah.
Jin, Jin,
Hannah.
Jin, Jin,
Hannah.
Jin.
God, I love that banana.
Jin, Jin,
Hannah.
Jin, Jin,
Hannah.
Jin, Jin,
Hannah.
In Zimbabwe.
No, we're working on
it.
We're working on it.
We didn't even get to the chorus yet.
Oh, you mean there's even more?
But wait.
It's like 2 seconds of this song.
I know.
Okay. Oh, yeah. I was going to tell you this later, but this is... Okay, oh, I'm in
sorry.
One apartment. No, it's okay. I'm in one apartment recording this stupid show, Below Deck. For those of you who don't watch it, it's amazing. So,
it's so good.
Yeah. We're both in the same neighborhood, but we're like, we're not moving, you know? So I'm in my kitchen, and he's in his office. And so our poor neighbors, I was like, what if we were actually in the same place? You hear this? That's his. Is that my Aisha?
That was yours.
That's my Aisha, and this is his.
Hannah.
It's like our poor fucking neighbors.
All the fish at the aquarium over there are having sex right now. They're like, something strange happened at the Baltimore Aquarium. This is Shannon Bedore. Reporting for David News Live. Huh?
Fish are all belly up. All right. Whales are just bumping into the seawall. Like,
I know.
We were looking at Aisha's... we're never going to start this recap. I'm so sorry.
We're not.
I see that it's still sunlight outside. I'm like, we've got 10 hours.
I know.
I was watching Aisha's Instagram the other day. It's like, what's up, Kevin? Oh, hi. It's me, Aisha. You finally got my name right. Dancing around. She's just like dancing around a hotel room in a bikini. And she's like... Yeah, you know, I feel real good right now. I feel real good. Is this person? Who is this person? I watched that for like 20 minutes. I was like, this
oh
is good.
God.
This is quality.
Wow. So I am. Now, I'm like winded from that. I'm winded from that.
Rocky Mountain High, part 2. Otherwise titled, How You've All Hurt Me, in Colorado. Sorry, I can't let
Ronnie,
this
I'm like just sitting here. I'm just like cracking up at you right now. Like, you were so funny.
Drugs.
Drugs.
Drugs. I'm just kidding. I'm sober, which feels like I'm on drugs. Is that weird? I'm like, whoa, the light's just so bright.
Well, it's a good episode to talk about sobriety on Southern Charm, right? Because they all get high. Well, most of them do.
So we get judgmental Cameron opening this up. Cameron can never leave because there's no one quite as judgmental to open this show up every single time. It's like, previously. Previously on Southern Charm.
Craig didn't clean his room.
It's like she's being mean to the past. She's like, previously.
So old, previously.
So first it's like, he's got money. And then it's Whitney and Catherine at lunch, and Whitney's just all awkward, like,
yeah. She's like, we had sex. He's like, oh, well, mother up. That's, no, mother up. That's maybe your interpretation of the events, mother, but no,
different.
I did not have sex with mother, so.
And Patricia's like, do not pay the check. Shut up, mother. Shut up. You will not pay this check. So then it's Whitney's not his summer hookup to the one who knows better. Naomi got out of her trip to Colorado to please her man, and that might have seemed like a good idea. Which is so true, because a bitchy, judgmental girl will always tell you the truth. And that's what Cameron did right now. She was like, have fun taking a day off, stupid. Naomi. Yeah.
We also got to see glimpses of Craig's epic meltdown at baggage claim, which was... If you want to take your own flight, fine. I'm going to take the bus, because I have Delta Elite status.
I love that he waived his Delta status. Also, who are you calling privileged? You make pillows for a living.
Yeah.
And You don't even do it.
Yeah.
Yourself.
Yeah. You just assemble the fabric and just like let it sit there until there's enough that the fabric itself becomes the pillow.
So he gets all furious and goes out, and then the part of the song they played is some of the locals say he's wait, the kids go loco. You know that poor girl that wrote this song, Mia Sable? I know that we call her by different names on this show, but let's just give credit where credit is due. Mia Sable is her name.
Mia Sable. Round of applause for Mia Sable.
She's amazing. So I was looking up one time how to get this song downloaded. Like just, I was like, where can I get just the karaoke version? I can't believe there's not one available. Isn't
I know.
Crazy? So I started like falling into an internet research hole about this song, and it turns out this was a track just made for Mia Sable to tap dance to. Did you know that? And they're like, this is kind of repetitive. So she's like, let's just make up some words.
Yeah.
And then we get the opening that's lasted forever. So thank you, Mia Sable.
I love that Southern Charm's roots are in SoundCloud, you know? So anyway, so after the opening credits, we then get to see what everyone's doing in Colorado, and everyone's like waking up and stuff. And then there's this shot of Craig brushing his teeth like a maniac. Did anyone else notice that? He was like, and he had like a Homer Simpson of like toothpaste all around his mouth. That's like when a little kid does it, you know, they're like.
I mean, he was using a butter knife, you know, and it explains a lot.
Yeah.
So then we get a shot of Austin. I love this show because these are the notes on this show. Craig was brushing his teeth. And then we get a shot of Austin opening the curtains. Austin's mouth is even moving while he's opening the curtains. Okay, this is how I open the curtains. He's like. Someone in the hotel across the street is like, that man needs help.
He could be America's greatest asset, right? Like, no other country would be able to spy on him and know what he's talking about.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Well, the report is that America is loading up on tuna fish. Like, are you sure that's what the spy said? No. So now it's the morning, and everyone's like, there's coffee. Shep and Don is Eliza's boyfriend. They're making coffee in the morning and stuff, and Craig has volunteered to make breakfast, which we know anytime Craig volunteers to cook for people is always going to be, like, a minor disaster, you know? And they're so mean to him because he's going to make just, like, eggs with cheese. And I know, aw.
Someone went, aw.
They're like, because they already know he's going to mess it up, right? And so he turns to Cameron and he's like, do you want to be my sous chef?
It's like, no, previously.
She's like, no. Just walks away. He's like, oh. And then Cameron's like, I didn't sleep well because Austin kept me up till 3 a.m. And I'm just imagining the noises that Austin was making.
It's like, what is he doing over there? That is disgusting. Or just Austin trying to go to sleep.
He has like 10 mashed up pacifiers on the ground next to him. Madison just keeps putting them in.
When we went to Charleston, because we've always said, like, are there no decent men in Charleston? And then we went there. Nope.
No. None.
I mean, you really have to experience that shit to understand this show.
Yeah.
I'm like, I can see why she would hold on to Austin.
Yeah.
Seems like a catch.
Yeah.
Also, Eliza doesn't get any love on this show, nor should she. Sure, her bridge is shitty. I've seen it. But I do. She is growing on me. Eliza's here. God damn it, Eliza. Go home! But that's a good little litmus test that Eliza got four people screaming for her. So good. I'm going to write her. I'm going to write her a tweet. How about that? Just kidding. I was actually about to compliment Eliza, okay?
Okay.
Not to say she... Someone went, nah! She doesn't get a lot of love on this show, and sorry, I skipped that part. But I do like her now because she woke up like this, and like took out her retainer or whatever. I was like, okay, I like you now. You see, I'm that easy. Like dental hygiene.
That's what Ashley
like
does.
Eliza
she takes out her curlers in the morning, and the water buffalo hair just unfurls on the. It's like, vroom, vroom. That's a bobby pin. The world's strongest bobby pin. Bling.
And it sounds like this.
Chelsea. Take a good look at this. It's not going to be around a while.
Gotta look at this. I forgot about that part.
Take a good look at this.
So,
then Chelsea comes down in a fur hat the size of a small child. It's like this big. It's like a nutcracker hat.
It's like, hey, you.
Fresh from Buckingham Palace.
And Austin's like, you look like you're in Russia. And Chelsea's like, what, Putin's mistress or something? And then Austin goes, yeah, that's right.
That's right. I like the way Catherine entered the kitchen. She walked in. I mean, we love Catherine, right? But she walked in like she'd never seen these people before. Never seen a kitchen before. And didn't even understand the concept of breakfast. She was like,
But also, she's the craziest one. I mean, you've got Chelsea in this fucking fur hat thing. And then Catherine comes in one of those, like, face, under-eye face mask things. But it's, like, gold. Or, was it gold?
It was,
just, like, her whole face. She looks like sad Iron Man's little sister. Like, she
looks
like
a half Hannibal Lecter.
And then she's just looking at everybody like...
Gosh, it's time to go to a commercial. Ah, oh, Craig.
We're a nation that's obsessed with celebs, and the more private they are, the more we want to know. I'm Lisa Sloane, and every week in Fabulous Magazine, we talk to our most loved female celebrities, whether it's about fashion, beauty, or more personal matters. Now I'm going one step further with this series of intimate and tell-all conversations. This show is all about the relationships and the experiences that really shape a woman. If you subscribe to the podcast on your app, you won't miss an episode. I'm Lisa Snowden, and this is Things I Told My Daughter.
This little piggy had more space. This little piggy ate well. This little piggy had things to do. This little piggy had a comfy bed. In fact, all these little piggies had a better life down on the farm. If you're cutting down the meat, fish, eggs, or dairy in your diet, and want to support farmers who are passionate about the welfare of animals, look for the RSPCA Assured logo. Eat less, eat better. And for more information, visit rspcaassured.org.uk.
So, meanwhile, over in on Craig's cooking show, guess what? He forgot to put cheese in his scrambled eggs. So he's doing that thing that I think we've actually unfortunately all done, which he's taking the shredded cheese and just put it on top of already cooked scrambled eggs. And no one could hate this more than Shep. He's like, Craig! You forgot to melt the cheese, Craig! Gosh.
This is how you're supposed to do it.
He's like, that's how you put cheese on there. And Craig's like,
everyone does it their own way.
Everyone has their own version of physics.
It just depends.
And then Shep's like, but admit that you forgot it. Admit. I just love that Shep is willing to die on any hill as long as it pertains to Craig. Craig, you started cutting your nails from the left instead of the right like usual. Craig, gosh.
He's so jealous of Craig, you know, and he always has been. That's the thing on this show. But, I mean, there's no competing with Craig, okay? He's like washboard abs and teeth and hair. Like, there's no competing with Craig, you know? Don't even try. Putting on cheese incorrectly is not going to give anyone's boner, like, a sad
True.
Face, you know?
But do you really want a lawyer representing you who doesn't know how to put cheese in an omelet? I don't know.
No, but my pillow sure as shit might.
I'm a pillow attorney.
Pillow might. Yeah, so now everyone's trying to get Cameron to go skiing. And Whitney's like, oh, mother, I broke my ankle when I tried to go skiing. They said I was about to hit a mogul. I thought they said mother. And I said, no, not mother. Broken ankle.
Hey, Cameron. Cameron's that sister on everybody's family trip. No offense to my sister. She don't listen to this shit. But she's everyone's sister on a trip where they're like, hey, sister, do you want to go skiing?
No. Well, skiing's disgusting. I thought this was for my birthday. Hate you.
Everyone's sister and me. That was me. The first time I ever tried
you
to
know
go
that was me too. My sister's like, skiing? Okay.
Do you guys want to hear about what happened when the first time I ever tried to go skiing? Went to, okay, it had a bad omen because it was a family vacation and we went to a ski mountain in Vermont called Suicide Six.
Yeah, that's not good.
Okay, already bad news. So I was like, it was the bunny slope and, you know, I was at the top of it and they're like, you know, ski down it. I was like, cool. So, you know, you have these two little poles and I skied down it. And no one really told me what the poles were for, and I was, like, in third grade. I didn't understand physics, much like Craig. And I was like, oh, well, you must, when it's time to stop, you're supposed to put the poles in the snow to stop yourself. So I'm like, I was like, oh, that didn't work. And I started doing it over and over, and I zoomed past the bunny hill, down some other unsanctioned hill, a slope, towards a river, and then I bailed out. And then I couldn't get back up the slope, and they gave up on me, and I sat there for half an hour at the bottom of the unsanctioned slope. And I was like, I'm never doing this again, mother!
You're in, like, the parking lot of a Dick's Sporting Goods. You're like, how did I even get here? Ben's just, like, flying through the sky.
Hello, Suicide Six. There's a little gay boy in our parking lot. Can't tell if he's crying or singing Little Shop of Horrors right now.
Or both, you know. You could just been like, suddenly,
suddenly ski more. That was a window into my life, everyone.
God, that was a sad, beautiful, wonderful window to be looking at. I looked into that window and Austin was standing there like this. I don't even know what I'm talking about.
It's
so,
okay.
Cameron's like, no, it's getting gross.
And Austin's like, Kim, are you going to come up with Matt or go with the other people? And she said, listen, I'm not on your level. And she was saying it like, I'm not as good of a skier than you. But, yeah, you know, it's coming from Cam. So it's like, we know.
Yeah. So they all get changed.
I'm a mother now.
That's what I'm sorry. Oh. That's what I was getting to. Because you know that's our favorite thing when people do that.
Well, I know you don't agree with me, but you're not a mother.
Like, ma'am, I'm just saying you got my pizza wrong. Are you a mother? Are you?
That's Cameron. So I can't go skiing because I'm a mother now, so I think of things differently. Like, skiing. I'm like, you don't know how to ski. How are you thinking of it differently? Come on. Yeah.
So they all get dressed. And by the way, I mean, Catherine, she comes out so amazing. They're all dressed like Rumpelstiltskin, and she just comes out like this red. It was amazing. This is why we love Catherine, right? You never know when she's just going to come out of nowhere and be like, boom.
I think she looked like that little kid from A Christmas Story, you know? And he gets on, he's like, Erm, you're going to Erm your eye out, kid.
Erm your eye out. All I want is an Erm gun. So, Craig's like, Catherine looks like a Teletubby. I just watched the latest episode, so I know.
Yeah, Craig. His teacher for law school. The Teletubbies. Dawn. Oh, I don't like Dawn, so whenever I get to Dawn notes, I'm like, Dawn! Because he's like a fake Southerner. They're like, Dawn, where's he from again? Where'd they say Dawn?
New Jersey.
New Jersey. But he's trying to, like, fit in with her family because they're, like, loaded. So he's always like, hey, yo, let's go skiing up the mountains.
I'm, like, I'm totally comfortable with the fact that you have a family dog named Strom. I'm Don.
Yeah, totally normal.
So they all start skiing, except for, well, Shep can't ski because he broke his, he tore his meniscus or something like that on a mechanical bull. It happens. If you're drunk and Shep. MCL. I like that. It's like a little game show is happening over here. It's like
this poor guy in the front's like, Jesus Christ. Like, there's no escape. There's a light ride on me. You have our thanks and love, sir.
MCL. So anyway, so he and Whitney are just sitting around, and they're just sitting there slurping oxygen. It's the visual we never needed, right? Whitney?
It's like, what is this?
Mother.
At least 50 children in my city. I am your father, probably.
I love everybody booing. Shep says he has sex with 5 different people a week. I saw the reunion. I was like, what is this, Pride? Who does that every day of the week, okay? I do that 1 week a year like a classy person.
So then over on the Bunny Hill, Catherine is, they now have these things which I would have really appreciated when I was a little kid on a slope by Dick's Sporting Good. They now have these like ramps, these movable walkways that go up the hill. So Catherine's trying to get on and it's like,
Catherine does that like on an escalator, you know? She's like, what is this? She always has that look of bewilderment on her face. I just like to picture her at a mall like, people are flying. It's like, it's an escalator, Catherine. Get on it! So we cut back to Shep, and Shep's like, Carl, you know what's crazy? Why am I always the first one ready? Like, I was ready 25 minutes before everyone else. I'm like, yeah, what a coincidence. That's about the time it takes to take a shower.
Get busy.
Cameron's like, well, snowing is dangerous, okay? What am I writing here? I'm sorry. I'm like, what the fuck show am I even talking about?
It's PSA. Hi, I'm Cameron Eubanks to tell you that snow is dangerous and I am a mother. Da-da-da-da.
But that's why I said a Christmas story, because Chelsea actually waddles in and says, I feel like that kid from the Christmas story. Sorry, I got lost in my own thoughts. Consider that. So she's like, I feel like I'm in a Christmas story. And Cameron's like, a Christmas story is dangerous. Mary rode a donkey to the delivering room while she was pregnant. I would never do that. Mary's an idiot. It's like the idea of Cameron judging Mary for being a bad mother.
Yeah. there was an escalator scene in Christmas Story, but it was a slide, which is very different, right?
You see, this section of our notes is where we say, edit! This is, you know, we always do in our show. That's why they're only 30 minutes and totally palatable.
So back on the slopes, we have now like a montage of everyone skiing or trying to, which really just amounts to Austin just saying, want to go shred? This is insane. Let's go shred. Let's go shred. Want to go shred?
Bro,
let's go shred, bro.
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 Bro,
did you shred?
Bro, shred.
Yeah, did you shred?
Bro.
We're shredding. We're going to shred. This is insane. It's insane. We're going to shred.
They're like those really cool dads at Dave & Buster's. Like, yeah.
Just nailed the ski ball. How many tickets you got, brah?
Look at, brah. Ski ball.
Ski ball.
Or they go to that little, like, shooting baskets game, you know?
Basketball.
They're like,
nail it! Nail it!
Basketball, yeah. Basketball. Mini basketball.
Yeah. I don't do that anymore because I'm a mother.
You guys, I'm so sorry. I'm really trying to watch this butt crack, but I just feel it. It just keeps coming out. It keeps waving to the
side.
We're
all family. We're all family. We all share a similar butt crack.
For those of you, oh, just to make this sadder, it's my side butt crack that I'm talking.
You never
have. That's how many I have.
You never have to feel shame because you have to remember on the last episode of Southern Charm, it ended with Austin derobing and flexing like this. So there's always that image.
Yeah, I've been there.
Yeah. So Austin and Madison start hugging on the slopes, you know, because he's trying to get back in with her. And Craig is like, oh, come on. Are you serious? She's such an archaic device. It's like hugging a pillow that's...
unrepresented by a pillow attorney.
I literally just scrolled through 5 pages of notes. Why? I was like, then they go skiing. Then they go skiing. Then
they go skiing. Bravo loves this ski montage. I will say that. They really do. I mean, we've seen it on so many shows. Remember Real Housewives of Orange County? Vicky on the slopes?
I did not ask for a bunch of people!
5 avalanches happened. So now we're at Danny and Catherine taking a gondola ride.
Yes. And Catherine gets in the gondola and she's like...
she's high state of erm.
This is so cute.
This isn't how I expected Venice to look. It's not that kind of gondola.
And then it starts going up and she goes,
oh, I'm backwards. I can't even see where I'm going.
It's like, you're not driving. It's okay.
So they start talking about it because they're going to be doing a CBD dinner later tonight. And Catherine's like, it's definitely a white elephant in the room that I'm
and
there
And I'm like,
with
why
people.
Are you so sad? It sounds amazing. Who doesn't love a white elephant?
I just love that even on this show, like, even the metaphors are white, right? Like, it's like, they can't. Just, they really have a diversity problem. So, oh, I love what, if I could ever surprise Ronnie, like, I'm like, good night, everyone, good night.
That's some cush shit, bro. Shredded! You shredded it, bro!
Shredded!
Okay, let's get serious. This is a very serious discussion.
It's a gondola. It's a gondola. Gondola price.
No, that's why you guys come to us. Very serious, serious talks. So Catherine's upset because he keeps calling it a CBD dinner, but that's the stuff you use for like back pain and shit, right? Or like to go to sleep. That's like the medical stuff. This is some THC motherfucking dinner right here, okay?
Oh.
I was like, yeah. CBD dinner, what a waste of money. Take a Valium, you know? Yeah. That's insured.
Yeah.
But no, it's marijuana. Very scary drug.
So when Thomas, that motherfucking moose knuckle white jean motherfucker.
Yeah, fuck him. Fuck him.
Had the kids taken away, he's like, well, she's a drug addict. And they're like, could you be more specific? Well, he can't say cocaine because, like, I mean, he did really, really well selling cocaine. I mean,
yeah.
I can't get sued for that, right? If you've been to prison...
Allegedly, that's what happened, even though he was convicted for it, you know.
Yeah. So he, like, had to come up with something else, you know, like marijuana. So she had to go in for marijuana or whatever, and she's like, that's kind of insensitive to the white elephant in the room. People are going to do marijuana or whatever, and poor Danny is like, ha, ha, ha. Oh.
Danny, I'm surprised Danny was not on the edge of that gondola. I'd be like, oh my God, we're going to die. That seems more like a Danny sort of thing to do.
So Catherine tells us, like, that's the lowest point of my life, you know? Like, my whole life was turned upside down, my kids were taken away, and now we're having, like, a drug dinner, you know? Yeah. And Danny's like, so have you talked to Whitney today? Like, Danny's just there to shovel the shit along, you know? She's like, sorry, like, about that whole losing your kids storyline. Are we going to talk about you fucking Whitney next? Because this is a long ride.
I know you just shared the worst part of your life. Let's talk about sex with Whitney.
Yeah. It's a toss-up.
So, basically...
It's not.
So, basically, rude. Catherine starts showing Danny the text that she got from Whitney last summer in L.A.
Oh. When
I'm like, I think I need that oxygen right now. It's like, mother, my shit is asleep. Talk about my penis. It's waiting for you. It's waiting for you, mother. Mother.
Listen, all people have sex. All sorts of people have sex.
Why?
And I support it.
Why don't we go on to something more appetizing? Or not. Ashley.
Like, literally anything would be... Oh, no, I want to talk about the text. Because that's why I said, whoa, and I started scrolling because I got a screenshot of it, but God knows where it is now. But it was a really funny text, and you know it's true because it starts off with Whitney being like, where the fuck are you even? Because, you know, Catherine's always, like, 10 hours late everywhere. And Catherine's answer to him is, I'm coming, diva. And I was like, okay, this is a real text, you know?
I love that. That's great pre-sex banter.
And he's like,
coming, diva.
He's like, I mean, I'm losing steam over here in my... It's like blanked out. Like, yeah, and you know he like wrote wiener. You know, I feel like that's just him. To be like, I'm losing steam in my wiener, babe.
I'm just wondering what the emoji is for... It's like that random swirl.
No, it's that cat. It's that cat face that's like laughing really hard and things are squirting out of his eyes. Or that is the creepiest emoji. I'm like, hey, what happened to a normal LOL?
Yeah.
Can we just use that?
Maybe it's that. You know, there's like two masks. There's one mask that's like, and then there's one mask that's like the same mask, but facing this way. I'm like, why do we need a three-quarter profile of that mask when we don't even have a fucking pizza emoji?
I mean, come on! So, see, Catherine's cracking up at this text. And, wait, hold on. You guys, I have, like, a huge blank page for this picture. Look.
I see
the picture? It was, I tried, Ben.
I know, you did it. You did. I think your iPad rejected the sexting photos.
My iPad's iPad like, was no, like, that is disgusting.
I was not designed for this, okay?
Apple is not censoring unless we're talking about Whitney's penis. Then Apple's like, I'm out. I'm out.
It's like, Vicky, I'm out.
I'm out. Get a job, penis. Get a job. So Danny's like, why would he lie about that? And she's like, here's the text messages. And Danny's cracking up. And she's like, ew, he's the aggressor. Ooh, damn, my shit is asleep. Is he talking about his penis?
He was.
She's like, ooh, I feel like I'm watching sex.
So then we go back to Charleston, and Naomi is just driving around like, whew, avoided that
day off. Wow, what a great day
off.
Yeah,
wow. Woo. Didn't have to go to Colorado. What could possibly go wrong? Just driving down.
Oh, just can't wait to plug my business a little. Date my hot man. Have no stress from this cast trip. That's going to be amazing.
Yeah. Hey, there's another guy in Brooks Brothers. Cool.
Holy crap. Look at that school of white elephants.
Yeah. Just driving along. What a wonderful day.
Nothing can go wrong. I'm in a place called Mount Pleasant.
And then the phone rings. Obviously, that's Naomi's ringtone.
Everyone knew that's what I was doing.
And Naomi looks down, and it says, Ashley Jacobs. And she just goes like this. Oh my God, no. Oh my God, no. No.
God
no.
Damn it. So she's like, because it's her car phone, she's like, hello.
Which is actually the nicest she's ever answered the phone. Naomi, something like, who is this, you know?
Naomi.
Take a good listen.
Naomi.
But I always feel like Ashley sounds like whenever she calls, she's like lying in bed under like three pillows. Because she's always like, hi, this is Ashley calling.
She's like,
oh. Hi. This is Ashley Jacobs calling. I'm calling to make an appointment. I no longer want to receive CDs from BMI. Thank you. Because she is the one who's still subscribed to that.
Yeah, she still hasn't paid that record company.
They're like, ma'am, you have not paid for your Wilson Phillips record that we sent you a couple decades ago, so that would be great. Catch up.
True story.
But I think Ashley talks like that because she is a nurse, like in real life. Yeah. Like, you know, you don't have to be a good person to help people. Isn't that weird? It's a nice conundrum, though. I'm like, But, yeah, she is really a nurse, and I think sometimes she's just, like, calling, like, I'm imagining her just standing over the bed of somebody dying in, like, oxygen. She's like,
Naomi, can we talk about this reality show I've been trying to fuck my way onto for a couple of years now? Okay.
Hold on, Mr. Jenkins, hold on. Very Jackson Faith.
I'm just imagining Ashley, and there's, like, a patient who's, like, flatlining, and they're, like, just trying to revive them, and she comes in, and she's like, I've got a good idea. I've got a good idea. This will save him. Take a good look. Because it's going to be around a while. Yeah. You're going to be alive.
Yeah. She's like, you're literally just an egg donor. And the lady's like, no, I know. That's why I'm here. I'm an egg donor. Can you?
She's insulting someone.
Take a good look.
So she's like,
when I saw you the other day,
Naomi,
I thought that, you know, I really like the opportunity, like, you know, like, to talk to you, like, to see you, like, I was just wondering, like, if you'd just be up for, like, grabbing a drink.
I was like, what is happening to Ashley? It's like,
I know.
It's like ER where they're always walking in the hospital, yeah. You know? It's like,
and when you say ER, of course you mention one of the seminal actresses, Kyle Richards, key actress on ER. So
we're not recapping Beverly Hills today, so I wish Kyle Richards the best. Oh, that, oh yeah, go ahead and boo me. It feels amazing. Ben sent me an Instagram of Kyle Richards today that I was like, are you just trying to wake me up? You know,
yes.
It's like, Ronnie, get filled with rage for our show later. And it's Kyle. She's like, throwback. Remember that time I was washing my car with a hose during the drought and you guys yelled at me? Squirting eye emoji. Like,
but the real key of it was that it was to show off her like $200,000 car. Like, remember this? Goodbye, Kyle.
Goodbye, Kyle.
I love it.
How are you feeling today?
I feel like
are
we're
you
at
feeling
a
like
rally.
Goodbye, Kyle?
Or are you feeling like goodbye, Kyle?
So Ashley's like, you want to get a drink today?
And so Naomi just like takes a really long pause. She's like,
She's like, I've never gotten a colonoscopy before, but that sounds better. Great, that's actually where I'm working today, so I'll see you there.
Naomi's like, never gotten a colonoscopy. I mean, a bikini wax, a severed arm, getting your foot run over by a car, dating Craig. Like, I would do any of those things again.
I think I'd like to discuss with Craig how to melt cheese in an omelet more than I'd like to get a drink with you right now.
And she's like, I'm in Mount Pleasant right now going to work. And now she's like, perfect. I'm holding a man's heart in my hand right now. So that sounds great. I will be at lunch in 5.
Yeah. See you there.
Bye, Mr. Jenkins. Good luck.
Just sew it up yourself. It's easy.
Just hold it. Just hold it.
So then we... go back to the slopes, and everyone's having lunch. Austin's eating like more lunch than everyone else because his lips are going overtime. He's like, so someone just went, aww.
Aww. But are you a mother?
Like, how could you make fun of Fozzie Bear?
Oh, poor guy. I know. You did make him so much more lovable when you started calling him Fozzie Bear.
And then when he started wearing actual Muppet material. Yeah. On the slopes, I was like, whoa.
Yeah, lean into it. Lean into your personal Fonzie, or Fozzie, rather.
Or both.
Or Fonzie.
It's you know? Fozzie with, like, a leather jacket.
So Shep's, they're talking about eating and stuff, and Shep and Austin are both like, bro, sick, bro, weed, marijuana,
bro.
That is not.
Gosh, bro.
Marijuana.
Shredded
wow.
it, shred. You get that puff, shredded.
And Shep's like, tonight we got dinner made for us. We got more grants than we can count, bro. Weed, yeah, weed.
And Whitney, I feel like Whitney is us in this, where he's just saying things that everyone who's on the show with him, i.e. 20 years younger, don't know what he's talking about.
Yeah.
Because he's like, you guys are like Cheech and Chong right now.
Also, Whitney is dressed like Liza Minnelli for some reason. It's like all black with black frames.
Whitney's always had a little bit of Liza, you know
what? Does sort of dress like her. And then appropriately
enough... Knob doesn't just form from nothing, okay? Yeah. That comes from some, like, desire.
And then appropriately enough, the entire bar starts going, ring the bells, ring the... They were actually asking for Ring the Bells by Liza. I'm convinced of that. So Austin gets up, and he's like, oh, well...
I'll ring the bell.
They're like, no, the alarm bells. Get these people out of here. Ring the alarms. He's like, I'll do it.
So he starts dinging the bell. And they're like, ha, that means you have to buy everybody a shot.
He's like, okay. And Madison's like, you don't have any money. I was like, you know what? I'm officially on Team Madison for the rest of the season.
I love that whisper,
yeah.
Nick.
That little voice that she's got. Those little eyes.
Yeah.
You called me a white trash hairdresser, Nick. Get over here and let me do those bangs. While I'm wearing a bikini.
I was like, you are my kind of girl. I'm still at Cheech and Chong. Where are you?
I was at the bell.
Gorge, too freaking cold. Let's go inside. Chef, what the fuck is that? Austin rings the bell. Okay, I'm with you. Okay, so you have to ring...
It's Ramona narration.
That's how I read
books
everything.
On tape. Yeah, me too, sadly.
This bus is coming 5 minutes, okay? You better be on time because the bus isn't going to wait for you.
Like nothing is... No piece of literature has ever said that, by the way. You're like, what were you reading? Okay, so he's ringing the bell, and Austin's like, shit, how am I going to pay for this? And Shep is even jealous of him for ringing the bell. He's like, gosh, look at him. He thinks he's man of the hour now.
He's like king of the bar. Gosh.
And Austin just is like, put it on the guy with the front dentures. His tab.
Yeah.
So then my next note is, Naomi drives to mysterious horn music.
Yeah.
The new music this year, some of these songs are real bangers, okay?
Yeah.
But
yeah,
some
Mom,
of them are
real
this
bangers.
Hey, Mom, that's a banger.
Yeah.
Anything from West Side Story. What a banger, Mom.
What a banger, Mom.
That's right, Collie. It's a banger.
You're doing great, Collie.
Yeah, Collie.
But this music is like that, and I'm about to do a Whitney Cheech and Chong thing, but that show in the 80s with Linda Carter and the blonde chick from WKRF, Monty Anderson, where they like teamed up and they were detectives.
Was that Easy Street?
No.
Oh.
Someone will know it. Someone at home was like, fuck you, Ronnie.
Someone Google
fuck
that.
You again. But it was this mystery show where they were like wacky. They didn't really get along, but they both needed the work, so they became private detectives together. It's like, oh, okay. So they would do like really creative things to solve mysteries. Like one time they were trying to follow a guy into a hotel room, but the door was closing, so one of them pulled out a credit card and put it in the door before it could close. So that's the music from this thing. It's like, wong, chicka, bong, bong.
Fumbling Lonnie Anderson detective music.
Yes. Can't you imagine Lonnie Anderson doing that? Just it's like,
oh, 100%. 100%. Do you know there used to be a sitcom called She's the Sheriff starring Suzanne Summers? I mean, TV. It never was as good as it was in the 80s.
I mean, TV, am I right?
She's the sheriff!
Who took a bite out of this hamburger?
Suzanne Summers. Isn't that a plot from a Suzanne Summers She's the Seraph?
Someone took a bite out of my hamburger. I'm going to get to the bottom of this.
Chrissy, that was you. Aww.
Come and knock on my door. Come and read my rights. Where the arrests are hers and hers and his. She's the sheriff, too.
Who ate my burger?
It's one of those nights.
This will totally make sense tomorrow.
Yeah.
So Naomi drives to Mysterious Horn Music, but there's no wacky mystery. She's going to lunch. She's going to go have coffee.
She goes to a place called Stacks. And so she's there, and Ashley shows up, and her hair was shockingly tamed. It wasn't really like water buffalo. It was sort of like the Snapchat logo, you know? Sort of like a little ghosty, like, you know?
This is why reality people should never be allowed to go on social media, because remember at the reunion last year when they were doing Ashley's hair? She's like a Camille where nobody will speak to her except the hairdresser.
Hypocrisy at its finest.
Like, oh my god, I'm totally nervous to be here, Chelsea. Like, this is like ridiculous, and you have to do something with my like my bangs because people are making fun of me flicking my bangs like this. Like, apparently I have a problem with it. And so now she wears like a fucking fedora from Hobby Lobby or whatever she was doing this time. It's like, it's not fair. Why are you robbing us of this, Ashley?
Yes.
Give us those bangs.
The fedoras are always a bad sign on Bravo. Always a bad sign.
So Naomi goes and sits at the bar and basically is all of us when she's like, extra large glass of rosé, please.
Extra, like novelty size, like the thing you see at TJ Maxx, that size, please.
You know how they say never let them see you sweat? Naomi's like, never let them think you're awake. Because this is how she always walks around. She's like... Like, you don't know if she's staring at a wall or, like, in a presidential debate. I'm like, what are you thinking right now? You know, she's just like, I will not tell you what I'm thinking.
So Ashley's like, she sits down, she's like, well, she has that extra, when she's being sincere, she's, or trying to sound sincere, her voice gets all hoarse, you know? She's like, well, I just want to really appreciate you meeting with me because you're a straight shooter, and I wonder if, like, that's why we belt butt heads, because we're both so convicted,
so
you know?
The same.
I'm like, you called her a bitch at a restaurant.
Yeah. But Ashley, how she just buzzes around her, she comes in like this. She's like, hey,
Naomi, hey. Oh, hey. God, so good to be with you.
Oh, I thought she's having, or a bottle. It's 1 o'clock. Oh, gosh, good to see you. Gosh, so we're so much alike, aren't we? Aren't we? Aren't we? Aren't we?
We just have so many convictions. Like, your conviction is doing whatever you do, and my conviction is that I hate Catherine, you know?
And then cut to Naomi's face, and she's like...
She's like, yeah, we're just so much alike. I'm like, you know what? It's so funny, Naomi. So funny. But looking back, I see how maybe I could have made people feel uncomfortable.
Yeah. Yeah, I was like, you know, it's so funny. I didn't think of it, but now that I look back, you know, it's funny. When I called Catherine an egg donor to her own about her own children, that probably made her feel a little uncomfortable, huh? Yeah.
Is that funny? I mean, people take things how they take them, you know? Like, what are you going to do? So, you know, I thought it would be good. You know, I'm really glad you're giving me a second chance. Besties.
Yeah.
So glad we're together again. Okay, I know this is wishful thinking, but, you know, I don't want to hold a grudge. I'm like, how is this about you?
Yeah, are you holding a grudge?
You're the aggressor.
Yeah, so Naomi's like, your
Naomi's face. Naomi face.
It's the face when she tries to eat, like, a cupcake and Matul shoots her down. So, Naomi's like, well, I mean, the problem is that your behavior is extremely erratic. It's, like, never constant. And, like, I don't know if you're going to be nice,
or if you're just going to call me a bitch. Bitch, bitch, bitch. Like that, like what you just did right there. Oh, looking back, I probably shouldn't have just called you a bitch
Do you know
now.
What's so weird, what I was
That's
just thinking
so
about?
Funny.
I can see how maybe that was offensive to you.
Yeah, I can see. That didn't work. It didn't work in the flow of the conversation.
But while Naomi's, like, telling her off calmly, you know, Ashley's doing that thing where she's just nodding. Like, that makes everything up. She's like, mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. She's like, you know, I mean, I did say bitch in a really nice way. You know? It's like, hey, bitch. You're such a fucking bitch. Cut Fitness. I'm gonna fucking burn down your house. Bitch.
Bitch.
Isn't that fun?
That was so fun.
And she's like, listen, I only called you bitch one time. And Naomi's like, do you have to call me bitch five times? Like, when do I get to be mad? Like, yeah. At what number do I get to be mad? She goes, that is crazy. And she goes, oh my gosh, I'm sorry I had a lapse in judgment. You know, I was just trying to be nice. You know, that's why I came to sit by you when I saw you. Remember when I was invited to that event that you were invited to, too? Because we're still friends with all the same people. And I saw you, remember? And I came to sit next to you, remember? I came to sit next to you because you're a straight shooter.
I feel tired. So then she's like, I want some advice about Catherine. Like, I want to apologize. Like, if I bump into her... Do I approach her?
No.
Naomi's like,
no. I wouldn't do
bonjour,
that.
Bonjour, au revoir. Bonjour, au revoir. Au revoir. Bonjour, au revoir. Comment disons?
No, no.
No. Comment disons? No,
no.
No. No.
She's like, but what if I called her?
No, man.
No. No.
But what if I wrote her a note?
No, Marie Antoinette, Macron, no. No, Mitterrand. No.
She's like, but what if I see her in public? I don't want to see her in public. And Naomi goes,
no.
Gerard Depardieu, no.
Yeah, no.
Gerard Depardieu, not do that.
Do not go in public, eh?
So she's like, you know what, looking back, fucking Ashley. You know, I never even had the chance to apologize. Isn't that crazy, looking back? I never even had that chance.
It's like you did. It was called three reunions,
yeah.
Ma'am. Okay? And you did apologize in that way that's like, oh, my God, I'm so sorry that you're a drug addict egg donor. I'm so sorry.
So she starts, like, trying to say, well, you know, some people put some things in my head about her, et cetera. And it's like saying, I wish I could go back in time. And she goes, I mean, the funny thing is, I'm actually on Catherine's side.
Now, look, what she's saying is, I was only saying that stuff on camera because Patricia told me to. And here I go back to the Vanderpump thing. Some old lady can tell you whatever the hell she wants to do. That doesn't mean you do it.
Yeah.
What, are you going to walk into the street? Who does that?
She goes, I just don't want any animals, that's all. Someone just say Teddy. Hi, I'm Teddy. I did not lie at all. I do not lie. I have never lied. I will not tell a lie.
I've never, ever in my life told a hi, I'm Teddy, it's a lie, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Never.
You want to come at me about being too perfect? Okay.
I guess I just projected my feelings about you onto me through a lie, which was a projection of the truth, which I tell, and I'm being accountable about the lie and the truth. So...
Teddy, don't get me started. Why do you do that, okay? We're like 5 minutes into this show.
Yeah. So now this Ashley passage behind us. We
it's
now
like
go
a
back.
Panic attack. It's a Teddy attack. Like when you feel it coming on, just be like, let it pass.
I'm Teddy. Okay. So now we go back to Colorado, and everyone's getting ready for the big CBD dinner. CBD dinner. THC dinner. Pot dinner. Can we just call it a pot dinner?
Drug dinner. It's drug den dinner time. The evils of marijuana.
It's like your grandparents' stories. Like, I once knew a man who had some marijuana and ate off a baby arm. It's like,
that is not true, Papa. You just, by that you saw somebody eat off a baby arm.
Yeah.
But not because he was high.
So everyone's getting ready for dinner. The guys are in robes for some reason. I noticed that you and I both wrote down Austin and Shep in robes. Like, we were just equally traumatized by it. Like, we have to tell everyone they were in robes.
It was just like a head slap, you know? Like, and Shep's like, oh, gummy. This is nuts. They put marijuana in gummy bears.
You want one? You want a gummy? Don't tell anybody. It's marijuana.
Austin's like, no, I don't want one. I do want one. Bro, bring it in. Bring it in, bro. That was all.
Bro, you shredded it.
Oh, that was good. I shredded that joke. Shredded down the slope of that joke.
So Austin's like, let's get down to brass tacks here. I'm like, who talks like this? Like, I know that you're on a show called Southern Charm, but nobody says that. Shut up, Austin.
Is he having like a conference call or something like that? Okay, everyone, let's have some brass tacks about the agenda.
Here. Okay, all right, we're gonna clean some windows. Okay, we've got 19 offices, and we've gone through 37,000 stamps this year. Now let's get down to brass tacks. Who's stealing the stamps?
Like, that's a Captain Lee
Lee.
Let's get down to brass tacks.
Captain Lee is everyone's office manager.
So then Austin's talking to the chef, and the chef is, of course, what you'd think the chef is. He's like, bro, making everything. So you're going to get so fucked up with this dinner. It's going to be fucking amazing. You're going to be fucked up, bro.
Yeah.
It's marijuana, and it's illegal.
Oh, my God. He was like a Vice TV reject or something like that, and he was like, his name was Chef Royalty, spelled R-O-I-L-T-Y. I was like, oh. Cool. We'll know you're a real chef if you have a tattoo of a fork and a knife, okay? And some bacon.
Sorry, you don't have a bacon tattoo, so it's really hard for me to take you seriously right now.
Did you mean to forget your tattoos, Chef Royalty?
Well, you know. It's good, made of bacon. You know what?
At least he's a chef and not a mixologist.
That's right.
CBD mixologist. You know?
We're like on a dinner cruise of Patrick Crappens right now.
This is going to be a 3-hour recap. We're just doing every show on Bravo tonight.
We'll just keep saying the titles of things. Hey, ladies of London, am I right?
Yeah. I remember the days of having CBD with my mother. We would have CBD mushrooms and CBD blueberries, CBD
strawberries,
blueberries,
fields of mushrooms, so many kinds of mushrooms, you don't know the kind of mushroom that's shroomed in a mushroom, a fabulous, soul-searching lollipop lip gloss.
How lucky are you to have me to tell you about CBD?
CB me. So Austin, I guess, has probably caught wind of this, because now he's talking to who's mad, you know? So he's like, all right, let's just make sure that I have said this on camera. We are going to need some uninfused options. And the chef's like, what are you talking about? I'm getting you fucked up. There's going to be so much drugs in this food. You're going to be falling fucking down. It's going to be amazing, bro. Shredded.
Hashtag Chef Royalty.
But there are other options, right?
Other options to get fucked up. You want to get kind of fucked up or super fucked up, bro?
So
So at that point, Craig is opening up some wine, which is a miracle unto itself.
It really is.
I mean, really, like
even a screw top, I would have been like, "Well done, you hot piece of ass." Okay.
Hey Anna Hayward, can you tell me where the bottle opener is? Oh wait, I'm calling you on it. Sorry.
He's stabbing the wall with it. Craig and Madison are the only ones at the other house. And Madison's like,
so, we're the only ones.
Madison. Madison's just getting warmed up, and she's amazing. Her little angry squint, she's like,
so, here we are. Just me and you, Craig.
And he's like, whoa, this is nuts. So, you know what's crazy? Like, you and Austin seem to be getting along real good. And she's like, yeah. And he goes, so, what's going on with you guys? She's like, what do you mean? He's like, well, you guys seem like all lovey-dovey. And she's like, all right, you know what, Craig?
Okay, I'm just going to be honest with you here. You and Shep keep talking about our relationship, and it's like hypocrites giving advice on a relationship they know nothing about. And Craig's like,
I object. Sustained by me.
Whoa.
Voir dire.
Sustained with goose down.
Sustained. I make sustainable pillows. So he's like, I don't give advice. And then, of course, we then see flashbacks of Craig being like, this is what you have to do. You put the cheese after the eggs. After. And it will melt if you look at it.
Here's how you do an oil change. Just get Naomi to break up with it, and then it'll suddenly want to change itself. All right?
It's like Craig just giving Craig advice to everything, you know? So Craig doesn't know what to do, right? Because he's finally been confronted. And so he just goes,
well, I don't think you two should be together.
And she's like, I'm going to interrupt you, Craig.
And he's like, okay.
Okay.
She goes, if he's not asking for your opinion, do not give him your opinion. That is all I'm asking.
I was like, well, he did ask the opinion. I mean, this is all kind of Austin's fault. But you know what? I'm a big believer in a stupid man needing a woman to prod him along, okay? I've seen it my whole life. I'm a gay guy, and even I'm prodded along by intelligent women, okay? What do you think? We're going to help each other? We're like, did your best friend call you and get you out of that?
Yep, me too. Just listen to Madison. Shut up and listen to Madison.
Yeah. So now over in the kitchen, the chef is cooking and serving some CBD wine to Chelsea, who's like, oh, oh, oh. She actually sounds like she drinks wine. Oh, oh, oh. And at this point, Austin is stoned, so it's like now it's like our worst nightmare. It's like imagining Fozzie Bear stoned.
Waka, waka, waka.
It's like... He's air talking really slowly. It's like he's like a drunk person eating spaghetti really slowly, like...
So Cameron enters and just gives the most Cameron face possible. She goes like this. Which, if you're listening at home, imagine like a pug that just ran into a wall.
Isn't that like every pug? That's literally how pugs were designed. God was like, here's a new kind of dog. Whoops, just ran into the window. You know what? I'm keeping it. That's a really cute dog. That's a funny dog.
Cute, dog's but like, scrunched.
So Chelsea is staring at Austin. She's like,
why'd you buy so much pot? Why do you look so stoned right now? Why do your eyes look so stoned?
This is why we're all fucked up or none of us are fucked up, okay? Yeah. We're not going to have this. Why is Ronnie falling down? No, we're going to have, why did I fall down with Ronnie? That's what we need.
Yeah.
Rolling on the ground together.
Shep shows up dressed like a Russian spy from 1987. He's like, Gersh! Hello, Gersh Rads. Hello, Gersh. Nyet, Mikhail Gorbachev.
And Chelsea, Shep's like, Gersh, Russian Gersh, Rusky Gersh, Gersh Gersh.
And Chelsea's like, I guess you're Putin, right? I was like, did you guys just hear of Putin yesterday? Because like, that's their only frame of reference.
Putin, number one fan. Yes, Putin.
So Whitney then shows up. And I can't tell if Whitney is stoned or just Whitney. Because he's like, Eliza, don't you look pretty? Is that a McQueen sweater? Mother, I was like, what is happening right now? It's just like all these strange entrances on this show.
But Eliza is so young. She just looks at Whitney and she's like, McQueen sweater? No. This is a school sweater made out of jewels. Like... Girl. So then Whitney, just to stay relevant, Chelsea's like, you want some infused wine? He goes, psh, 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 psh. What's that mean?
Infused. Infused.
So in the other house, of course, Catherine is taking forever to get ready. And she's like, just leave me, Irm. And Danny's like, we are not leaving without you. And she's like, this takes forever. Kind of like grabbing those mounds of weave. Like.
So then, back in the kitchen, another reason why Madison has gone straight to my heart, she walks in and she goes, smells weird. I mean, I'm sure you're doing a great job. Oh...
Smells weird. Shut up. You're dating Austin.
Don't worry. My good friend Gail Simmons will eat it if you don't want it.
And he's like, whoa, look at you, new person. You're like a femme fatale. Whoa, look how you're so dressed up. It's like James Bond. And you know, in his head, he's like, well, I'll stress for less. Well, I'll stress for less. Ha ha. Mocking her for being poor. Mocking her for saying, thank you.
He's also probably talking to a coat rack. He's so stoned. He's like, hey, pretty thing. Why so quiet? As he stares into a water bottle.
She's like, thank you. You look very handsome too, Shepherd. I like your hat.
And he's like, oh, gosh, thanks. Just,
why are you being so nice to me? Just say it. Spit it out. Why are you being so nice to me? He's like,
do not ask Shep to spit something out, okay? Don't do that.
He's like, Corson, I think I'm nice to you all the time. She goes, uh-huh.
You know what? I think you need to give me some of your gummies.
Yeah. He's like, oh, you want one? She's like, mm-hmm. So he gives her one. He's like, all right, come on. We got to do this in private. It's gummy bear drugs. It's marijuana. They go off to the meth room. I'm like, why do you have to go to a separate room?
This is the official Karen Huger suite. There is a giant ass tube TV in there. I was like, tube TV. A huge tube TV. It's the Karen Huger.
Well, Best Buy can't deliver up.
Local Potomac people here. Security, left my TV in Colorado.
So they go in to have a private gummy bear drug meth talk. And Austin's like, oh boy. So they get alone, and Chef's like, don't take a whole one because you weigh half of what I weigh. She's like, how about I be the judge of that?
Yeah. So she does a full gummy. And then, also, I don't like talking about the word gummy with Shep. But anyway, so... So he's like, this is what I'm talking about. Look, I actually think you're cool. You know, and I'm starting to think that more and more that, like, but... I want you to sort of admit that you were toying with his emotions. I'm like, you know what? Shut the fuck up with this patronizing discussion. She doesn't need you to think that she's cool.
I know, because she's, like, so above him. She walks into the room, and there's shit everywhere, and she's like, oh, see, you cleaned up. And then once she does the drugs, he's like, see, you're cool. You did hard drugs with me.
Yeah, girl.
And she's like, what, are you trying to be nice to me? You literally called me white trash. And he's like,
yeah.
I do think that, though, about the majority of people around me, though, so...
She's like, I'm not going to tolerate that behavior. And he's like, but... And she's like... He's like, sorry, go ahead. It's like, and you make a comment like that without even knowing me? And he's like,
yeah, but you have to understand, I'm going to take my friend's side. You know, the one who said I'm a loser and who shouldn't be getting girls over me. What a piece of shit. I hate
yeah.
that guy.
So, yeah, she's like, well, I think you're a bad influence on Austin. And he's like,
Free will's a motherfucker, isn't it?
I was like, okay, marijuana peddler on the corner.
Sorry your kid got addicted to my hard drug, Grandma, but free will's a motherfucker. Welcome to the Garden of Eden.
I mean, I have to side with Madison on this. I think anyone who said that trop hop tasted good is probably a bad influence on poor Austin. You know what I love when we do Southern Charm recaps? They invariably just turn into, like, rousing political rallies. Yes! Everyone's like booing or cheering. Every single time we do Southern Charm, it's great. I love it.
Because it's just douchebags getting yelled at. It's yeah. like the best shit to watch ever, you know? It's the only reason I watch the debates. So he's like, oh, why are you blaming me? He's like literally in a bar like this in the corner with cartoon sweat squirting out of him. And she's like, come on. You know, he's probably nervous because you're breathing down his neck being like that white trash James Bond girl's coming all over you.
Yeah.
He's like, no, look, all I do is just text him and say, hey, you want to hang out? And you don't like that.
It's like, it's 4 a.m. and you're at a strip / whore club, chap.
Yeah. And then upstairs, Austin goes, I wonder the tale that he's weaving downstairs. Why is he on TV?
Fair question. He's like, I just don't like to be called Madison White Trash. And Cameron's like, when did he say that? And Austin's like, when has he not said it? Let's be honest. Yeah. Okay, well, then that's where you're an asshole, okay? Why are you hanging out with dudes that are calling your girlfriend white trash?
Yeah. So Shep goes, gosh, I mean, you guys are both attractive humans, but that seems to be the only thing you guys share in common. You haven't even watched the Vietnam War together by Ken Burns. Gosh.
Maybe I'm wrong. She's like, you are 100% wrong. I'm a business owner and... Okay, he doesn't have that. I am an independent woman and he... Okay, he doesn't have that either. Right. I am a good person raising a child. Okay, he doesn't have... Okay, we don't have shit in common, but he is my motherfucker and you come near him again, I'm going to cut your throat and shove something up your butt. How about that?
So then Shep finally is like... You know what? I was hanging... I just did, like, Shep doing Ramona. You know what?
Whoa! Gosh!
Gosh! So...
I'm sorry, okay? Sorry. You can't sing.
Was
that's
a little girl?
It. I said it.
Whoa, Bethany. Gosh. So...
You don't support other women, okay? They already said it.
So Shep is like, I was angry, and I said some things I shouldn't have said, and I apologize. Will you accept my apology? And then she just looks at him like, you're a piece of garbage. And then the music, like, all of a sudden this, like, Game of Thrones music starts up, like, dun, 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 dun. I was like, what is happening on this show? And it just goes to commercial. I was like, that was a little intense, Bravo.
Dracarys, motherfucker! Basically, she's like, no, I'll think about it. Thanks for the drugs. And leaves.
Yeah, pretty much. So now everyone finally goes to the table... And wow, they have such a lovely meal ready for them. There's a green salad straight out of the bag. And some fettuccine with an anonymous white sauce on it.
Yeah, and there's like some airline chicken. You know that like airline white, like, I know that chicken is white, but it's like not chicken white. It's like polo shirt white.
It's like Southern Charm white. White. Yeah.
Southern Charm. It's elephant white.
Elephant white.
Elephant
white.
I'm like, just because you put weed in shit doesn't mean you can call yourself a weed chef, okay? It's like any stoner who's ever stoned, you know, who's been like, I can cook. And then we all go into the kitchen high. And we're like, yeah, it's the best shit ever.
you're eating like a paper towel carton, you know, like the little thing in the middle of the paper towel. It's like, oh, it's good.
Paper towel carton.
You know, the little thing in the middle of the paper towel.
Yeah.
Now I'm This is why we're not on video. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So Shep starts doing a blessing for the table. He goes, thank Jah for all you have given us. We will use the sweet leaf. He's like trying to do like a Rastafarian. I was just like, I don't feel comfortable.
I know, it's so awkward. And we're like the least religious people too. And I was like, oh yeah, don't do that.
I was like, please, let's go back to Ashley. Can we go back to Ashley? So he's also, by the way, something happened between downstairs and upstairs because Shep went from being pretty damn stoned to holy shit stoned. And his hair is like all over. He's spitting out more things than usual. It's like, psh, it's like a Gallagher show, you know? It's like, psh, tarps.
And the people who aren't doing it are like, oh my God, are you going to do it? Are you going to do it? Are you going to do it? And Danny's like, I'll do it if you do it. Cameron's like, I'm not going to do it. I'm a mother. Should I do it? Should I do it? I'm like, oh my God.
And you know these people all have like Adderall prescriptions, fucking Vicodin, Percocet, fucking antidepressants.
And Shep basically says to keep. Shep is trying to get Cameron to put this like, this pot butter on her salad or whatever. And he's like, "It makes it taste good. I swear it's buttery." I'm like, "That is, I'm sure, a very common line that he has said many times, many, many times."
And every time it's like to something that's like kind of coagulated and confusing. Sorry. Sorry, he did it. Ben started it.
I started it. No, because he serves
Ben
butter
told
sauce.
Me to say it. Ben manipulated me.
So then Cameron's like, well, it's very entertaining watching my friends get high on the wacky weed, but I'm just realizing now I am a mother. And I was like, we know. Congratulations, Cameron.
So then
is the meat of the white meat of the episode, if you will.
It's Shep doing finger guns while stoned.
Or like Dorinda when she's mad fingers. Shooting at the air.
I'm not going to lie. I was laughing. I mean, I get so mad at Shep and then I just watched him just being stoned and just like not stop laughing and I just can't help it. I laugh along. I can't help it. I'm that person.
No,
sorry.
I don't even. I didn't.
Okay.
I had that same feeling of just like, you know when you see a squirrel crossing the road and you're like, that squirrel can get hit, but you just keep watching because you're like, if this squirrel gets hit, I'm going to be there to see it, you know? That's my general feeling of Shep. I'm just kind of watching it, and I know something bad's going to happen, so I just keep watching it to see what it is.
A squirrel will get run over.
Eventually, it's Southern Charm. Spoiler alert for the future, mark my words, this is not going to end well.
Okay.
Okay, talk to you in 5 years. I'm like the bitch psychic. I'll just tell you any horrible thing that's going to happen in 5 years. It's really bitchy. This cast, nothing's going
to
end well.
Okay, talk to you then.
So, as you were saying, the meat of the episode.
Oh, yeah,
is
this
Catherine.
Is a serious part. So, Catherine decides to take this moment to bring this up at the table with everybody there. She's like,
Who organized this?
And they're like, ha, 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 ha.
Ding, ding, ding.
She's erming on a glass, like, So finally they can hear her. You know, the whole table has to get super quiet. They're like, yes, Catherine?
She's like, Austin, did you organize this?
He's like, organize what? Shredding! You bet your ass!
Shredderinda!
She's like,
sorry, you're really trying to move this along, and I'm not helping.
Damn you! So she's like, did you organize all this weed stuff?
I just want you to know that I'm okay being around it. It's totally fine. Love it. Hey, do you guys like your weed butter? Awesome. Love that you love it. I'm not mad. Hey, guys. Just wanted to say, I'm not mad.
Everyone's just looking at her like, is she mad? Because she's always talking in that little tiny voice.
She's like, so then she gets onto her phone and she starts looking up an article and they're like, Catherine, as long as you're not mad right now, and you mind tell us what you're looking up? And she's like, just an article about that where Whitney was talking about how I was a drug addict and violent sociopath and how no one wants anything to do with me. Just that, because I'm not mad. Not mad at all right now.
Not mad. Just watching old Watch What Happens clips where Whitney's on there saying that I'm a liar and a con woman and basically just a sack of goo for Thomas's babies, and I'm trying to steal all of his money and do drugs all over town. This is great. This is great. Great clip. Anybody want to watch my phone? It's a good clip.
Yeah.
It's like, how can you even hang around these people? What are you even doing there? I forgot how dark this show can get.
Yeah. You know? So she just gets up and leaves. She goes to the other house. And then Craig follows her and he goes, Catherine, where did you go, little one? It's like, what horror movie is this? I'm terrified.
So she's like, I just need a moment. Just leave me alone. You know, I'm cool with it. But you can't tell with Catherine because she's always talking in the same tone and she's always on her phone. She's like, fine, I'm fine. It's like, that's how you can find Catherine in a dark forest, because you just see that little shine of the phone on her face. Yeah. That's all you see in this scene, is her little tiny face in the thing.
Yeah, like the back corner of the backyard, just sitting there. Like, it's terrifying. It's really, it's a very scary scene.
Yeah, so he's basically trying to talk her up. And Craig has always been a big advocate for Catherine. You know, he'll always come through and stand up for Catherine. I mean, if they're lost, he'll bury a hole. And he'll just go to sleep with her in it. I mean, Craig is just a very good friend of Catherine, you know.
He was already building a little fort in the snow at this point.
Yeah. He's like, I built us a reverse igloo.
We got lost between house number one and house number two, so I made us a snow bunker. So, Craig, there was a deck connecting them both.
We didn't see any lights. So she is telling him, she's like, yeah, you know, I'm remembering them talk shit about me. And Whitney's straight up, then I go to lunch with Whitney, and he's straight up saying he didn't have sex with me. What the fuck? Which is what she should have been saying.
Yeah.
But of course she's like, and then I went to lunch, and then Whitney said he didn't have sex with me. I mean.
So Craig goes back in. Just as Chef Royalty is presenting some infused potatoes. Potatoes.
So the chef's like, try these potatoes. Anyone not feeling it? Anyone not feeling it?
Not feeling
it? Chef's these like, are loaded. Yeah, you're going to get fucked up on these, Brad. You're going to get fucked up on these. These are a little extra. And Chef goes,
that was my nickname growing up. And I was like, you were not extra growing up. Shut up. But he didn't mean that. He goes, little potato.
The little potato.
Special potato.
Oh, special
good
potato.
Memory. Special potato.
Oh, I would love to know what sort
Chef,
of Mad Libs
you get over here, you little special potato.
Did you get that special potato head over here? Come on, take those teeth out. No, don't, those don't come with it. So Craig comes back in, and Austin's like, oh, Craig, this is insane. Where have you been? It's like, well, Catherine's in the other house that apparently there's a deck that connects it. And she's, like, upset and sitting in a chair. I got lost. And Shep goes, hold on, guys. Craig's trying to say something. So now we get like a mix of like Craig actually trying to say something and Shep mocking him at the same time. So tension is starting to build.
So Craig's like, Whitney, you're really not going to go over there and see if Catherine's okay? And Whitney's like,
mother. I mean, why would I mother?
Do not move, Whitney.
Mother, shut up. What are they even talking about, Mother?
Do not move, Whitney. Do not move until you hear a woman in the shower. Then take that butter knife from Craig's hand and do what you have to do. He's like...
So So then,
he's like, what's going on? He's like, well, you denied hooking up with her when you fucked her this summer, and then you made her feel like shit. When he's like,
hey, is that McQueen? Is that McQueen? Craig also says, why are you all laughing? This isn't funny. I'm like, because they're all stoned, Craig.
Yeah.
They're all stoned.
So Whitney's like, you were insane, which, you know, is the line this year for guys, like, lying about fucking people. That's Austin. You are insane
you're
right
insane
now.
Insane right
you're
now.
Insane. You're insane.
Pulling at his dick. I cannot believe that we didn't get a clip of Austin pulling his dick going, you are insane right now.
You are insane right now. This is insane. This is insane. So Craig's like,
I literally just pulled my nut.
That's all right. That's all right. So then, yeah, so Greg is like, she stayed with you, and you said that you were flattered that she had this thought, but it didn't happen. And Whitney's like, how do you know this? And Shep goes, you smell his dick? Gosh, high five. No one.
Yeah,
gosh.
Me and Austin are like, bro, hilarious.
Bro, I shredded that joke.
It was hilarious, shredded it. And Craig's like, yeah, but, like, I'm telling you, our friend you claim to be friends with, that you're totally making money off of her pain and the loss of her children and the loss of her fucking life over all these years, the friend that's, like, really your true friend is upset right now and you don't care. I'm like, he's profited a lot of money off that upsettedness. Why the, you know?
Yeah. Craig's like, yeah, you could care or less. Couldn't care or less, shit, Craig. Couldn't, Craig.
Even stoned, I know you're dumb. So Cameron's like, well, what triggered her? What triggered her to get upset? And Greg's like, she remembered that 2 years ago you said she shouldn't have her kids because of... Oh, sorry. Wrong douchebag. She remembered that 2 years ago you said she shouldn't have her kids because of drugs, and tonight we're celebrating the reason. They're like, the kids? The drugs! We're celebrating.
God, you're an idiot, Craig. Shut up, stupid.
So Craig's like, have you ever said sorry for any of the things you've ever said, Whitney? And Whitney's like, you know what, Craig? Focus on yourself. And Liza's Steve McQueen sweater, which I think is Steve McQueen, isn't it? Yes, yes. Have we changed the topics? Do we still have to talk about this?
The executive producer of a reality show telling someone to mind their own business is the funniest shit I've heard in a long time, yeah. I have to say.
So finally, Whitney just walks over. Craig's like, could you just walk the 50 or 1,000 feet it takes to get over there?
Yeah,
so
and Whitney's... Craig's like, you know, if I had sex with somebody and then they lied about it, it would hurt my feelings because I'd be like, I'm not that bad.
So sweet, that guy. So Whitney walks...
Is, right?
So Whitney walks over...
I love
over
that to... dumb guy. Love him.
So Whitney walks over to the other house, and it's like the Blair Witch Project. He's like, Catherine?
Mother?
It's like shining a flashlight.
Mother?
Catherine?
Oh, there's just my shots map. Of Patricia with her back facing to him in every corner.
I'll have my regular a hamburger without tomato.
Mother, no. No, Mother.
I see no need for an inferior martini.
Mother! You just see a caftan go right behind him.
Clinking ice in a glass.
You just see like a ghost Michael walking.
The Blair Pat Project.
Ding, 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 ding. Ding, 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 ding.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
So Whitney finally makes it outside, and he goes, evening! And she's like,
Lit by the phone. She's like,
Red Ravenel. Red Ravenel.
He's like, evening, miss. Fair weather out here, ain't it? She's like, just go away. Not now. Please.
He's like, but someone said you were upset with me.
Walk away with me.
Here's Patricia. So Catherine shoos him away when he's like, oh, mother. And that was the big cliffhanger ending of Southern Charm. You guys, this was a crazy, crazy episode.
Jim, Hannah. I love Putin.
Thank you guys so much for an amazing night. This is crazy. Thank you for coming to see us. Thank you so much, Baltimore.
We love you, Baltimore. We'll see you next
Bye. Time.
Nation that's obsessed with celebs, and the more private they are, the more we want to know. I'm Lisa Sloane, and every week in Fabulous Magazine, we talk to our most loved female celebrities, whether it's about fashion, beauty, or more personal matters. Now I'm going one step further with this series of intimate and tell-all conversations. This show is all about the relationships and the experiences that really shape a woman. If you subscribe to the podcast on your app, you won't miss an episode. I'm Lisa Snowden, and this is Things I Told My Daughter.
Magnum believes in true pleasure, and fashion icon Iris Apfel has been true to her pleasure every day for 97 years.
I've done many things that have given me really true pleasure. I look at the world as though I'm discovering it for the first time. You might as well enjoy every minute. Never, never stop being authentic. You're not risking, you're not living. And please, be true to yourself.
Magnum by Iris Apfel.